year, and of course, that will be the next president of the country next year.
Alistair, can we just break off a moment, because I'd like you to listen to a couple of interviews that we've recorded. Firstly, David Meunier, finance spokesman for South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance. Here's what he had to say about the sacking of Mr. Gordhan.
Well, the fact is the summary sacking of Pravin Gordhan is bizarre, particularly because it's believed that it was based on a bogus intelligence report which claimed that the minister was in London colluding with international investors and meeting people with the intention of overthrowing the state in South Africa. So it is completely bizarre, and it's for that reason that we have called for a motion of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma, and we are preparing to apply to the Cape High Court for an urgent interdict stopping the swearing-in of the new cabinet ministers.
I mean, why is that? I mean, why do you believe that Pravin Gordhan should be allowed to keep his job?
Well, the Minister of Finance has the confidence of the markets. In our view, he has done a good job in very difficult circumstances. And particularly, he has fought hard within the ruling party to maintain the institutional independence of the National Treasury and to protect the National Treasury from being controlled by President Jacob Zuma and his cronies inside and outside the ruling party in South Africa.
But if he is doing such a good job with the economy, why should President Zuma want to get rid of Mr. Gordhan?
President Jacob Zuma is clearly consolidating his own power within the national executive with a view to exerting control and capturing the National Treasury. It's an institution with enormous authority, which the president believes is frustrating his agenda, and that is why he replaced Pravin Gordhan.
A number of senior ANC figures have come out against the sacking of Pravin Gordhan, among them the vice president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Would you expect to get their support in your no-confidence vote in Parliament?
The political situation is more volatile than ever before, and we think under those circumstances, with the outrage and the frustration within the ruling party, we think that it is possible that some members of the ANC, SACP, COSATU Alliance, who are members of Parliament, may well switch and support our motion of no confidence.
That was David Meunier, finance spokesman for South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance. I've also been speaking to Colin Maini, the president of the ANC's Youth League. I heard from him a couple of minutes ago, and he told me he backed the sacking of Mr. Gordhan.
As the president of the ANC Youth League, we want to state categorically clear that we welcome the decision by the president of the republic, who was exercising his constitutional prerogative to deploy and redeploy ministers. There is nothing special about Minister Pravin Gordhan. It's not only him who has been sacked. Other ministers have been removed, as I said, president exercising his authority as per the constitution. We have actually been calling as the Youth League for the removal of Pravin Gordhan. We are happy that the president has finally adhered to the demands of the Youth League of recalling Pravin Gordhan, who has, in our view, blocking our mission of economic freedom, who was saving capital and the markets.
So you're quite pleased that Pravin Gordhan has been removed from his job?
We are very pleased. Actually, I slept very well last night on behalf of all young South Africans. We slept very well. We waked up very well. We know that the markets will try and frustrate us. They will cause a crisis with the rand and all of that. But as we've always maintained, when the rand rises, the majority, which is blacks, under the new minister, will be in charge of the economy.
You speak about the new minister who has been named as Malusi Gigaba. He is not someone who has a lot of experience in finance, is he?